You're listening to the La Trobe Mental Health podcast series, where La Trobe students talk about various mental health topics that are impacting students and their lives. At least one in four students are struggling with their mental health at university. Let's talk about mental health to help improve student awareness and break down stigma. The Mental Health podcast series was developed by the Student Mental Health Focus Group in conjunction with Strategy, Education and Prevention.
I would just like to start off with a content warning. Mental health is a sensitive topic, and there may be content discussed in this podcast which may be activating for some individuals. If you would like some support for yourself within the university, please contact the La Trobe Health and Wellbeing Centre on 0394 791085. My name is Brooke, and I've just completed my second year of Bachelor of Psychological Science.
My name is Lila, and I'm in my third year of a Bachelor of Psychological Science.
So today we are talking about balancing mental health and university studies. And I'll start, sorry, by asking you a question, Lila. So what does a good balance between mental health and university studies look like for you?
Yeah, so thanks, Brooke. So for B, being able to work on my uni commitments at a sustainable pace is a sign of a good balance. But also having the time and space away from my studies for rest, hobbies, spending time with family and friends, and any other personal commitments that I have. And sometimes this balance will naturally fluctuate a bit and ebb and flow with the uni semester. So there are times where I might have a big assignment or exams, and I might have to sacrifice some leisure things. Whereas other times my uni demands will be lesser, so I might have more time the things I enjoy. But generally speaking, there is a balance going steadily, and I just try to adapt myself to that.
No, I'm very much similar to you, Lila. But in general, balance is something that I'm always working on, always working on. Like you mentioned before, I feel as though balance is something that fluctuates just as much as everyday life. I think it's important to remind yourself that you're not always going to get it right or perfectly balanced. But for me, the important thing I feel for myself is to be self-aware enough so I can sort of recognize when the scales are a bit too negatively tipped, or if I can see a bit of a pattern forming. I notice for myself that there's like a delicate interplay between balance of university studies and my consequent mental health. Another thing I've found is it comes down to how adaptive and receptive I am to not just my everyday environment, but my learning environment. So with being a student, another thing that you mentioned just before, each semester and each subject, they have different requirements in the form of commitments that they need from you, right? So
Definitely.
sometimes you may need to dedicate more time to like a specific subject or assessment, or sometimes your sort of normal study approach, it may work for one of your subjects or some of them, but not others. So I feel if you have really strict parameters or goals or whatever, you sort of put not only a lot of pressure on yourself, but you kind of also set yourself up for failure. So for me, I feel that good balance is largely about being adaptive and receptive to the environment around me and being able to sort of recognize what does and what does not work.
Yeah, I definitely relate to that too, because some weeks I will look at my calendar and I might have a really busy week, and then the next week will be really quiet. So in that really quiet week, I might sort of shift some of my bigger tasks onto that and just try to keep it balanced and keep it flexible. And I think adaptability, like you said, is a key point. That's a really good
Yeah. No, I
thing.
agree. Scheduling is like a huge thing, right? But it's like you just said, it's a balance between scheduling so you can sort of get all these things done, but also not like being a flexible and adaptive to it as well. No, those I couldn't agree more, Lila.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've had a chat about so what a good balance does look like, but on the other side of that, what are some signs that this balance might be struggling? So would you like to speak to that, Brooke?
Oh yeah. Yeah, cool. So our first thing I guess I'll talk about is the environment around me. So usually the environment around me is largely indicative of where my head's at. So if my like room or my study space is super messy, that usually means in my mind it's sort of really chaotic and messy too. And what it also indicates to me is that I'm not really giving myself time to sort of just breathe and do the things like forms of self-care that I guess reinvigorate me. So, and I know this sounds silly, but things like doing laundry and like cleaning up my desk, like those things make me feel better. So usually when my environment around me is super messy, it's normally telling me, hey, you're a bit frazzled, but two, you're not really giving yourself the time and space to prioritize other things that help fulfill and sustain you. And I know I said it's just laundry, but like it's small things like that which I feel make a huge difference.
Yeah, it helps you feel like you're staying on top of things. Like I
Tangent?
definitely relate to that too. Like even just taking 5 minutes to just clean up my workspace or just having a
Yep.
tidy of my room, that makes a world of difference.
It's like a breath of fresh air. You're like, ah, calm.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that's sort of the foundation of everything else. Like for me, I think just having a clean space sort of paves the way to everything else.
I agree wholeheartedly. Like another thing as well, kind of in this similar vein is if I notice myself either purchasing like takeout or if I'm skipping meals or if I'm consistently having like toast for every single meal, that's normally another indicator that I'm struggling because for me, I'm the sort of person that like food's a huge thing. I love food, I love variety in food. And I sort of like, I really like eating healthy and that sort of stuff too. But when the study schedule, as a lot of people would know, gets a bit hectic, all your health goals and your food goals sort of fall to the wayside, right?
Yeah.
And you sort of just focus on like, I just need to get food in. So yeah, for me, a sign is, not prioritizing a good, healthy, not even just healthy, just food that makes me feel good, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so like for me, I think, yeah, what you said about meals, so like a sign that I'm struggling is I have meals that are pretty rushed because I just don't have a lot of time to prepare food between classes.
Yep.
So like one of the ways I try to address that is by just meal prepping and keeping easy meals in the fridge that I can just heat up between classes. And then when I'm really pressed for time, even just having a healthy snack like some fruit or like a muesli bar or something, just so I'm putting
Yep.
something good into my body. And then after I'm done with class, that's when I can have like a more fulfilling meal,
Yep.
I guess.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. And some other signs of struggle for me are like just not taking enough breaks. So something I do when I have free time is I love to go walking or like bike riding. But
Yep.
sometimes I end up giving that up because I just feel like I don't have the time.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's sort of yeah, that gets into a bit of a negative spiral because then I'm not exercising and I'm not really getting outside, which makes me feel worse. So I try to make that a priority and I even just schedule that in.
I relate to that so much. I actually have I don't know if anyone does anything like this, but on my watch, so I have like one of those smartwatch things, and every hour it tells me to sort of like stand up, even if it's just a sort of stretch or take a break too. I really like walking and stuff as well, but yeah, I haven't been able to motivate myself to do a lot of that. But one thing that I've been able to do to sort of help that is my watch reminds me sort of every hour to take a break, to step away from my computer and sort of go outside. I'll go pat my dogs or whatever, get some sunshine, and I feel that's like quite refreshing for me too.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, one more thing that is a key sign for me that I'm struggling a bit is my uni work will pile up if I don't keep chipping away at it. And I find that my balance is struggling a bit if tasks from that week are overflowing into the coming week. So not being able to finish things and they'll just keep piling up and when the next week rolls over, it'll still be there. So it's just more work for me.
That's a really important point you bring up. It's always so much harder to catch up, right? But two, I guess that's also a thing of like, again, finding the balance. Sometimes
Yeah.
you don't realize that a particular task might require more time dedicated to it, or sometimes we think, X amount of time will help us finish this goal, but it actually needs, maybe another half hour, another hour or so. But falling behind, oh, yeah, that's a good sign for me that I'm struggling too, actually.
Yeah, exactly right.
Cool. All right. So now we'll probably talk about ways that we maintain sort of balance in our uni schedule. So, Lila, what are some ways that you maintain balance with your mental health and university studies?
Yeah, so good question. I feel like so I did just sort of touch on this a little bit, but yeah, like with my work piling up and sort of overflowing into next week. I like to do something each week where I have a designated catch-up day. So usually for me, this is on like a Friday or like towards the end of the week, where I just use however long I need on that day to go through any tasks that got away from me, like throughout the week, and basically just catch up. So this might be things like checking emails and responding to those things, or finishing up that one reading that I didn't get a chance to look at, and just any sort of miscellaneous tasks that just got away from me, I try to address them on that day.
That's such an important point you bring up, Lila, because like it's so easy to fall behind and just giving it's like I call it my I do the same thing actually, and I call it my error day. So it's like I give myself room for error, and I'm not saying it's not an error as in like Brooke, you're doing error, like you're not doing anything right. It's more just like it's my room for error day if I haven't had, allocated enough time or enough whatever. Having that day just to sort of focus on whatever I need to, regardless of whatever's going on, I'm like, at least I know I have another day in the bank to sort of focus on whatever I haven't quite caught up to, or if I missed a reading or whatever. So yeah, no, having a catch-up day, Lila, oh heck yeah, so important.
I will admit, it did take me a while to realize that I needed a catch-up day. I didn't really implement that until like second year, but yeah, I feel like that's a good tip to get onto early.
Absolutely.
Some other things for me, I did sort of speak about this too, but yeah, like just trying to take regular breaks. So, I like to schedule in breaks, especially on really, really busy days. I will literally put on my to-do list, like go for a walk or just de-stress with a movie or something. And I will literally put that as a to-do list task. So that way I sort of have to prioritize it.
No, that's a really good point you bring up too, because like sometimes I think we're quite similar. Like if we don't,
I think so.
I think if we don't like prioritize self-care, it could easily fall to the wayside. Like I'm a huge scheduler, so I do the same thing. Like the sometimes you just need to actually schedule downtime. So that's something I would recommend too for sure.
Yeah, on the topic of schedules and things too, I'm definitely a planner. I love my schedules and to-do lists and calendars. I know not everybody does, but yeah, so something else that helps me is having a separate calendar for university and having one just for personal tasks and other non-university commitments.
Oh, wow.
So that helps me shift my focus between each one, and especially when I'm studying from home, like studying online, the realms between university and home life can sort of blur and there's no real clear divide there. So I try to make that divide. And I do that by, yeah, so having the separate calendars and then also trying to wrap up my uni work at about 4 or 5 p.m., which doesn't
Boundaries.
always work. Yeah, it's just like a general kind of rule that I go by. But then once that deadline comes, I just pack up everything, shut down my laptop, and then I just, focus on dinner or relaxing and just spending time with family and friends, just so university doesn't leak into other areas of
Everything
life, if
else.
that makes sense.
No, that's really good that you do that. I actually have a question on something you said just before. You know how you said that you have two different schedules, one for everyday life and one for uni. How do you sort of like not avoid doubling up on your like how do you like so for me, I have to have everything on the one page so I don't like mess things up or don't forget about something. How do you maintain both at the same time?
That's a great question. So I tend to use Google Calendar because you can make multiple calendars on there. So you can
Ah.
have it set so that you can view everything at once. So I can view my uni tasks and also other tasks, or I can just change the settings to only see my university tasks or only see events or only see personal commitments or things like that. So you can color code them, and that's what
That's
I
so
use.
clever. That's so cool. Oh, cool. I've been doing it like super manually, and I'm like, well, I need to get with the times because that's really cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I find that one handy. Yeah, so what about you? What do you do to maintain your balance?
Well, I feel like I'm just going to be essentially echoing a lot of what you've just said, Lila. The biggest thing for me is scheduling, and it's mostly to just reduce mental fatigue. I don't know if you experience this too, Lila, but sometimes just thinking about all the things I have to do and making sure I don't forget about things, and it's a lot. Like I get fatigued by the idea of everything I have to remember. So what I sort of do is I schedule so I don't even have to think about it anymore. Do you experience anything like
I absolutely do. I'm on the same
that?
page as you, Brooke. Yeah. Something I do is whenever I get a date or a reminder, I just write it down immediately to get it out of my head and just onto paper or just on my phone or just somewhere I can check it later, because I don't like keeping tons of things in my head at the same time. They're all sort of buzzing around and swarming, and
Yeah,
it
right?
helps
'Cause
so
like
much to just take a breather and just make a list. For me,
Yeah.
I'm
No.
very list oriented.
Yeah, me too. Like my head is always sort of going a million miles per hour. So the more information in it, I'm like, oh no, we need to clear this space out a little bit. So no, I'm much like you. As soon as I get information or a date or something, I have to write it down or put it in my calendar so I just don't have to think about it anymore. Another reason why scheduling is so important for me is that it also helps me allow enough time to complete tasks because I don't know if this is the case for everybody, but with a lot of the stuff that I do and a lot of my assessments, it's about breaking these giant tasks down into smaller, more achievable goals. So what scheduling does is it allows me enough time to complete different components of tasks so I'm not wasting too much time or I'm not sort of what's the word? Procrastinating. I'm not, so if I give myself sort of like scheduled, say like for an example, so say I'm working on like an abstract or something for an assignment, I'll schedule in half an hour just to work on that. So that way I don't sit there being like, oh, I don't want to get this started. I'm like, I only have half an hour. Let's get this done or whatever. So I'll spend that time just sort of focusing on the task. And then I have to move on because one thing that I'm really bad at is sometimes I'll just keep trying to force something until it's done, even if I'm like too tired or whatever. So, but what's actually more effective is, giving myself blocks to work on something and then maybe revisiting it later.
Yeah, like come back with fresh eyes later.
That's right. Yeah, and I've found that I'm a lot more productive because of that. So, scheduling is all about that. And also, like you said, like I have to schedule time to rest and catch up and just all the other stuff in between. So I sort of use like scheduling to sort of create habits, but not rigid habits, but ones that are a bit more adaptive to sort of, everyday life, which can be, pretty spontaneous. Because it all impacts my mental health and well-being, another thing is I have a clear, dedicated study space. So, like we've touched on a few times already, like the environment around me is super important to either being like conducive to study or being disruptive to study. What I normally do is I have a dedicated study space. So it's sort of like flicking a switch on. So I sort of move into, all right, like this is study time. My brain just automatically sort of goes into that mode. I don't know if you sort of, do you have a dedicated study space?
I do, yeah. I definitely try to like even just sitting in the same chair honestly helps me a lot. Yeah.
Another thing, which is something that you mentioned as well, and I think I've already spoken about, yeah, I did actually speak about it, but I'll bring it up anyway, is I have regular breaks. So, like I said, my watch sort of yells at me every hour or so to have regular breaks. And I sort of schedule lunch around the same time every day. So, I get into the habit of like making sure I'm stepping away from the computer, stepping away from things, and just sort of taking a breather. And also doing things that, are actually fun, whether even if it's like watching a video that just makes me laugh, I don't know. Yeah, just setting regular breaks, because I'm the sort of person who used to sort of just crunch, like I'd just keep working through it until it got done. And whilst, I may have completed the task and that made me feel good in one way, the work I was producing wasn't necessarily better. And I also felt super fatigued. So, sort of taking more breaks has actually significantly improved reducing my fatigue over time. So, yeah, that's all the different things that I feel really help me maintain my balance with studies. Yeah, we just want to say, I guess this is sort of the end of what we wanted to discuss today. So I'd just like to wrap up to say thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Again, I'm Brooke.
And I'm Lila, and we are part of the Student Mental Health Focus Group. And please tune in for future episodes.